In this crisis, we are bringing you the voices of essential workers, people who day after day leave their homes to keep society running. Today, a healthcare worker who looks after some of society's most vulnerable.
Yes, we are essential workers. We have a job to do. Who's going to take care of the patients if we're not there? It's Friday, almost 2 p.m. My name is Maria Lim. I'm a licensed vocational nurse working in a long-term care facility. And I work with geriatric patients, you know, our older generation. I also work with ventilator-dependent patients and those who just came from the hospital who needs rehab. I'm off today, but I had to go to my facility earlier because we were able to get about 200 pieces of masks donated by our union representative. And when I got to the facility, I was distributing this and making sure that everybody, especially those who are doing direct patient care, would have a mask. And I was giving them out, like, the staff were so excited, they were so happy, they were so grateful, and they wanted to make sure, you know, that we guarded with our lives, because they were saying, like, this is gold right now, Maria, this is gold. And I was telling them, yeah, exactly. We're also washing our hands more a lot. There's a lot of complaints about fat, dry skin, you know, a lot of cracks on your skin when that happens. And that's another avenue for infection. We mostly work 12-hour days and we work 3 days. And by the time we get off work to go to the store, there's not enough stuff there to buy. So normally my Thursdays is spent grocery shopping, not just for me, because I have family members in other households who are immunocompromised or has chronic diseases. So I shop for them too. Today, I got my first free breakfast from McDonald's. So I didn't know what to say. I was like, okay, what do I say? Like, so I said, good morning. I would like to avail of your free breakfast for healthcare workers. And she was like, okay, yeah, just come up. I'll give you a receipt and you give it to the takeout. I'm like, oh my God, I actually get free breakfast. And I thank them, like, you guys are essential too, because you're helping us out and we're helping out the people who cannot help themselves.
That is Maria Lim, a member of the Service Employees International Union. She works in a long-term care facility in Orange County, California.